Let's get some of the best moments from the Emmys last night with Dean Richards. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I think everyone from Hacks is feeling pretty good. They were the big surprise winner last night. Everything else was pretty much as predicted, but they won Best Comedy Series, although only winning three awards in all. They were three big ones. Best Comedy Series, Best Actress in a Comedy went to Jean Smart. They also won Best Writing. But the big winner of the night was Shogun. That won a total of 18 Emmy Awards. That was quite amazing, including Best Drama, including Best Actor in a Drama, Hiroyuki Sanada, and Best Actress in a Drama, Anna Sawai. Won all kind of technical awards as well and directing awards. So that was a big winner. I guess the big surprise of the night, everyone expected The Bear to be completely dominant, and it did pretty well. It won 11 awards. It broke its own record for the most wins in a season, which previously had been 10. This year they won 11 awards, including Best Lead Actor for Jeremy Allen White, including Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series for Liza Colon Zayas. She becomes the first Latina ever to win in that particular category. Overall, it was a pretty good night for The Bear as well. Not exactly what they expected, but they did okay. Best scripted variety show was between Saturday Night Live and Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and John Oliver wound up winning that for Best Talk Show, which included Seth Meyers and Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel. The winner was The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart accepting, even though he's only on one night a week. In fact, he even joked about it when he got up on the stage, saying he wanted to, they brought the whole staff up on the stage and said, "It's a pleasure to work with these people one night a week." And said, you've made an old man very happy. So that was kind of a funny moment. What the Levies, Eugene and Dan Levy as the hosts, were fine, I guess. I really have nothing critical to say about them. I think I'm at the point now where I don't really feel like we need hosts on award shows anymore. I think we can just get through it much faster if we just get to do the entertainment, do the awards. We don't need the allegedly hilarious stage things that happen in between. They're generally not very funny at all.
Yeah.
The actual, for me, the comedy highlight of the show was toward the very beginning when Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, the stars of Only Murders in the Building, came out to present an award, and they were predictably hilarious.
Hi, I'm Selena Gomez.
And I'm Steve Martin.
And I'm Martin Short.
And what an exciting night to be here at the Emmys.
I personally have never been more excited or happier.
Shingles doesn't care.
What a magical evening it's been trying to remember people's names.
And pretending that we've seen their shows.
And when I see an actor I don't know, I just say, "I loved your scene with Nicole Kidman." And 9 times out of 10, I'm right.
And see, let me just say what an honor it is for me to be working with someone who looks like he's fallen and can't get up.
And let me say what an honor it is for me to be working with someone who looks like a former women's tennis champion.
Those guys are hilarious.
They should host.
They should host. I mean, I know Steve Martin's got some history in hosting award shows, hosted the Oscars several times. I don't know about Martin Short, but I can't think of anybody who would be more qualified for something like this than Martin Short, who is always spectacularly hilarious. Unfortunately, their series last night won no awards, only Murders in the Building, despite it being a critical success. Another interesting note from the Emmys last night is that Curb Your Enthusiasm extended its record-breaking. They have now been nominated 11 times for Best Comedy Series and have not won an Emmy Award yet. They've been shut out 11 times.
I think that's the way Larry David likes
it. I think he wasn't there, so, I mean, he certainly didn't expect to win or else, you know, just didn't care one way or the other about it. But I just think it's funny that 11 times nominated, 11 times losing.
Will you explain why the bear is in the comedy category?
They joked about that last night, of why that is like that, because nobody really thinks it's a comedy. But the producers of the show, you know, when they enter episodes for consideration, they determine that it's the producers or whoever it is that enters. They are the ones that enter into certain categories. So, you know, I guess you could say there's a little bit of a comedic element to it. So, you know, it's somewhat, but it's certainly not a ha-ha, you know, traditional kind of comedy whatsoever. But it's in that category because that's where they filed it for when they applied for the award. That's how it works. You send in entries and you apply, and I want my show to be considered in this category and in that category. And in this case, it you know, for a couple of years anyway, it sure worked for the bear.
Yeah, it seems like there were a couple of laughs in the first season or two, but it's gotten
darker,
much more serious.
Yeah, gotten much serious, much more serious. And darker. The Levees joked about that in the beginning, about how nobody can figure out why that's in a comedy category. And I'm sure the other shows that are actual comedies, are not so happy about it. It's like, because, you know, the show, till this year, I mean, Hacks this year, took the award for Best Comedy Series. But I'm sure the other shows are like, all right, why do you have to be in our category?
Exactly. Tito Jackson has passed away, guitarist for the Jackson 5. What more do we know about this, Dean?
We actually don't know anything about his death. They did not release where or exactly when or how he passed. We know that he was 70 years old. He did suffer a seizure a couple of years ago. It was in the news. We don't know if that's related somehow to all of this, but Tito Jackson, who was the third of nine children born to Joe and Catherine Jackson of Gary, Indiana at the time, started off singing as kids, and parlayed their way into some of the top positions in recorded sound. They are members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They produced several number one hits in their day of the Jackson 5. More recently, Marlon, Jackie, and Tito would tour the country as the Jacksons, the three of them, and do Jackson 5 songs. They were on tour, actually, and they had shows scheduled for October and November. But 2 years ago, the Jacksons, Marlon, Jackie, and Tito, were here in Chicago. They were playing in their hometown of Gary, Indiana, at the Hard Rock Casino that had just opened a Jackson 5 exhibit there. A historical tour, I guess you might say, of their origins there. And we talked with them a little about their past, a special visit that they made here to WGN back in the 1970s, and take a listen to it.
We started singing country and western music.
Wow.
Because my mom is a big country western fan, and that's how we started singing. She started harmonizing with us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our television broke, and we started singing, harmonizing with my mom, and she said, Joe, these guys can sing. She said, they can't sing. We started singing for my dad.
No.
We started singing for my dad. He started buying instruments for us, just like that.
Yeah. It's got to be surreal for you guys to be back in Gary, Indiana now to do the show at Hard Rock Live that's going to be tomorrow night. Are you excited? Do you go by your old house when you go out there? Yeah.
Yes, we're very excited. We was excited when Hard Rock wanted us to get involved with them with the new casino.
Yeah.
So and we met in Florida and gave them some ideas what we would like to see happen because they have an exposition in there on the entire family since we're from Gary.
We have something immortalized here on our walls at WGN down the hallway when you mm-hmm. first walk in. We have famous photographs of, you know, Jack Brickhouse and some of the legends of WGN. But we also have a photograph of when you guys were here with Janet in 1976.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
You were
on the Bozo Show.
Yes, yeah.
Bozo the Clown. Bozo. Yeah.
Do you remember that? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that photo. I
were watching Bozo the Clown.
We sure did. I used to come home from lunch, and Bozo the Clown would be on and watch it. Mm-hmm. Then had to go back to school. My mom.
Yes. I would get out of school around 1:30. I have to run home to catch Jack Brickhouse and the Cubs playing.
Right.
It's like leadoff man.
Eighth inning, right?
Yeah.
And I run home to see the Cubs play.
Tito, did you tell me that you have a solo project that's coming?
Yes. Yes, I finally did my sophomore album, and I have a solo album that featured B.B. King, George Benson, and Eddie LeVert, Marlon Jackson,
Stevie Wonder.
So it's something I did over the COVID time. All the artists couldn't say no because we knew they were at home not doing anything.
That's right, you trap them.
Yeah, that solo album was called Under Your Spell. It came out a couple of years ago, and that is out there. Tito Jackson, one of the original Jackson 5, dead at the age of 70.
And finally, bandmates brawling. Tell us what happened in Boston the other night.
What the heck is going on in this world? This is so crazy. Jane's Addiction, you know, you rock and rollers out there, you know, certainly know Jane's Addiction and many of its band members, most notably Perry Farrell, who is a founding member of Jane's Addiction and is the founder of Lollapalooza. I've interviewed him dozens of times through the years. He's always very low-key, very mellow, very chill. You know, he barely speaks above a whisper when you talk to him. He's almost, you know, like painfully shy when you talk to him. But he was on stage with Jane's Addiction, and they were doing a performance. Something happened between him and bandmate Dave Navarro, and Perry Farrell starts throwing punches at Dave Navarro, and they had to be pulled apart. We don't exactly know what caused all of this. Apparently everybody is okay with this, but can't we all get along in this world? Holy smokes.
I guess not.
Isn't it easier just to not go on stage if you're that mad about something?
Well, at least it's better now than a fan coming up and punching somebody. Now the performers themselves are going at it.
This is a new thing where they provide the music and show.
And the entertainment. Thank you, Dean.